might speak this morning about the subject of Iver Mitzvah Nichshol. Says in this week's parasha, one of the parashas this week, parashas Galatian, Ful Sheni, L'Tatale L'Cheresh, V'Litne Iver Mitzvah Nichshol, B'Yoreisam Elokecho Ani Hashem. After choosing the topic, I was made aware that one of the speakers here has given a couple of shurim on the subject of Litne Iver. I believe that was more practical aspect of how it appears in our daily life. I'm going to be discussing more of a Londonshire sheer type thing about what the essence of the issue of Litne Iver is about. But of course, there might be some topics that you'll have heard. I'm going to base myself on the chinuch in the parasha and the ha'orot that the Minchas chinuch mentions over here. I'd like to ask three questions, although it'll take time before we get there, and then Ezra Hashem try and be miyash of them. The chinuch begins mitzvah Hamed Beis, which he titles Shaloi Lahachshil Tam Baderech. He begins it as follows: Loi Lahachshil Bnei Yisrael, one may not be machshil a yid, Losei Flohem Eitzaro, by giving him bad advice. Avol Niyasher Oitzam Kishish Alo Eitzab, rather we should straighten them when they come to ask our counsel. The Meshanam Yishu Yoshev Eitzav, that which we believe is the correct advice. Shanema V'lisnei Iver L'sitei Mikshev V'loshan Sifro, which is a Tereskanim in this week's parasha, is listening Suma Bedovov, if somebody is blind in a particular matter, and he asks you advice, Al-Titin Lai Eitzah She'enu, again, so don't give him bad advice. Omer Zuchon Rebrocha, for example, again, Adam Chaveroi, a man shouldn't say to his friend, Mokhur Sodcho, B'kach Chamor, I think now it's time to invest in donkeys, get rid of your field. And then who I care for love and then he actually believes that the price of field was going to go up, and he goes and he buys it, and that's giving him bad advice. We must see an Eitzah She'enu Hegenes is the prohibition of listening Iver Mitzvah Nichshol. Somebody who's blind, doesn't realize, and you give him bad advice. In the second paragraph, Chinuch continues. V'zeh halav, kolel kemoikein, this lav also includes Mishiyazer Iver Avero. If somebody assists, enables someone to transgress an Avero. And the makir of that is the Gemara in Sochim and Avodah Zorah. Read that. It's a brisa, Tanya Omer of Nosson. How does one know that one may not give a cup of wine to a nozir, the Eve Menachai Libne Noach, or an Eve Menachai to Ben Noach? So here we learn from the same topic of Libne Iver, Lesit Mishra, the second halacha, that one may not cause somebody else to sin. The Gemara concludes it's betray Ovra the Nahara, when the only way he could access this wine or the Eivim Menachai is by you extending it to him, and in such a situation you have enabled him to do the Avera, you are over Lesnei Iver Loi Sitei Mikshel. It's interesting, the Mechatzion at the end of his discussion on this parasha questions that neither the Chinuch nor the Rambam actually ever say that it's forbidden to go out into the street and place a stumbling block in front of a blind man. And he asks, true, Chazal have said two droshes. In Torah Kohenim they've told us one mustn't give bad counsel. In the Gemara, Rav Nosson has told us one mustn't be machshel someone with an avera. But surely we have a rule, ein mikro yotzei midei pshutoi, and it ought to be forbidden in HaTorah also to place a son in front of a blind man. He does say that that is in any event would fall under the orur mashke iver baderach. But the lav, he says, seems to have been taken by the Rishonim not to at all to refer to the Poshut of Pshat in the Pasuk. I saw the Rav Chaim Vasserman brings a Rama, who in fact says otherwise. He says, no, indeed, if one places a stumbling block among a blind man, one is over the lav. Malkus isn't in any event, Chinuch said there for different reasons, but one does indeed transgress the lav. So, be that as it may, whether the literal meaning of the Pasuk remains, or perhaps in this instance does not remain, primarily, Chazal have told us that the Pasuk is coming from two ways of being machshel a person. One is by giving him bad advice, and the second way is by causing him to sin, by extending to him and enabling him to do another. Now, the Chinuch goes on to teach us an important yesod, which we'll go through the Gemara and see where that comes from, which is that the Torah writes, V'lifnei Iver lo sitei mishol, don't place it before the Iver, And the Gemara teaches us that alifnei miskadinon, alifnei delifnei loy miskadinon, which means don't put it in front of, but if it's two stages removed, that's not prohibited. What's that referring to? So the Gemara of Avodah and Avodah Zarah, the Chalal in the first page of Avodah Zarah, Lifnei Iver comes in a lot. That's why before Lifnei Eidem, I may not do business with Avodah Zarah, because they would use that which you sell them for Takruvah Avodah Zarah, and you would transgress. They're not permitted. The guy cannot sell Avodah Zarah, and you would transgress. One of them helps the Gemara. You would transgress the machshul him in the Tavera, because you know he's going to use it for that, and you'll transgress Lifnei Iver Lifnei Eidem Mishnah. And to that end, there's a Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which says Elu Dvorim Asurim Limkor La'Oved Kechovim. These are the things which we know they use for their takruvas. It's Strublim Bnei Shuach Petutzros Levoyin or Tanugan Alavon. They may not be sold to an Oved Kechovim. But the Gemara says Tomer Umikulon, from all the above Moichlenem Chavilo. You can sell them wholesale quantities of any of these things, because they're not going to be using, clearly this gentleman is a wholesaler, he's not going to be using it for a specific Oved Zorah, he's using it for business purposes, so you may sell that to him. So the Gemara says, V'leichosh Dilma Ozil Umavvin La'achrina Umaktara. Why can you sell these items to a wholesaler? He will then go on and divvy them up and sell them individually to people, to Goyim, who will use them for Takuvat Oved Zorah, and therefore you will have indirectly been Machshel, the third party who receives these Takuvat Oved Zorah, with selling Oved Zorah. To which the Gemara responds, Omar Abaya, Alifnei Miskadino. Alifnei Delifnei Loi Miskadino. If it's two stages removed, I cannot cause you to sin. But if I'm causing a third person to sin, because the middleman will pass it on to the third person, that's not my responsibility. The Torah didn't prohibit me from doing that. The Chinuch actually brings another example, which he says qualifies under this heter, which is if you're giving the guy not something which he can actually be makriv l'avodah zarah, for example, you'll be giving him money, and you know that this guy with the money will buy avodah zarah. So he says there too, that's okay, because what you give him, he won't be using for avodah zarah. He'll acquire through that something which he'll use for avodah zarah. That's where they listen, they listen. I saw yesterday that the Ritzvah in avodah zarah and the Spagla in avodah zarah, Shimon Dalet says that that's Rashi's view too. They disagree and they say no, that is not included of the heter of alifnei delifnei, because at the end of the day you are being machshel this individual, albeit that he will take what you've given him and through that acquire something to sell Avodah Zarah, but nevertheless you're being machshel him. The heter of alifnei delifnei was only said when it's a different person. It's not this person who I'm dealing with who I'll be machshel, it's another person who will be nichshel. There is the heter of alifnei delifnei. That seems to be machlokes rishonim. But that is the heter of alifnei delifnei. Now, we were discussing the permissibility of giving something to a goy, although you know the goy will pass it on to a third goy. But what if you want to give something to a yid, a yisrael, who is choshud limkoyer la'akum? You know that you give these strublim b'nei shuach, whatever, to the yid, and you know that his job is he sells to people for the kibbutz avodah zarah. He doesn't do what he should be doing, and he's choshud to be selling onwards to a goy. May you give it to a yid who will be selling onwards to a goy? So l'chayra, one would say, I may do so, because it's lifnei de lifnei. But yet, we find the Gemara in Tesvav on the base in Avodah Zarah says not so, because the Gemara teaches us over there, one of the things one may not sell to a lady Avodah Zarah is arms. I can't sell arms to Iran, because the Avodah Zarah, the one of those is, unless they're using it to defend us, we're concerned that they will use it for destructive purposes, they will use the arms to kill people. And the Chinuch explains, and the Ritzvah also explains, they're not allowed to kill, right? Shavim Mitzvah Enoch includes, they're not a prohibition of Ritzvah, they're not allowed to kill, and therefore you, by selling them arms, are being mashal them in Avera of Ritzvah, so you're over lifnei iver lo titen nechshol. And the Gemara there says, kederech she'omru osa limkoy lo'ed kechovim, right? You cannot sell arms to lo'ed kechovim, kach osa limkoy li'Yisrael hechoshud limkoy lo'ed kechovim. Equally, you cannot sell arms to a Yisrael who is choshud to sell them onwards to an Oded Kechovim. So the question arises, why is that offer? Surely that's lifnei de lifnei. Any ideas? The Tosfos says with a beautiful explanation. The Tosfos says as follows. When the goy is a middleman, the goy has got 7 mitzvahs and they know how to keep, but lifnei iver is not amongst them. A goy doesn't have an issa to prohibit his friend, the goy, from doing an issa of a Zorah letter. It's only the man at the end who's doing an Issa. I, the Yisrael, man number one, and the Mashal, man number three, with an Issa. That's indirect. That's listening to listening. That's okay. But when the man in the middle is the Yisrael, so that when he will be selling the arms for the Goyim, for the Avodah Zarah, the Goyim, he will be over an Issa of what? Of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. When I have to sell to him, so I'm being mad, and I know he's a choshud and he will pass it onwards, so I'm being machshel him in the Issa of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. So there's no difference. I may not be machshel a person to eat chazir or another to drink wine, or a yid to be over Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. For a yid, it's prohibited me the right to over Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. So that here, the reason why I cannot sell to a yid who will pass it onwards to a goy is not because I'm being machshel the goy at the end with his Issa, but because I'm being machshel the yid in the middle with his Issa of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. So although there is a heter of Lifnei Iver, it doesn't apply, it's simply not relevant to the case of where I sell to a yid in the middle and he will pass it onwards to a goy. That's a single Lifnei Iver. But what will be, what do you think ought to be the din? May I sell something to a goy? That means have a goyish middleman, knowing that he will sell it onwards to a yid, and this yid never is somebody who will use it for takur avodah zarah or will use it for some prohibited purpose. So may I sell something? Right, again, I can sell something to a goy who will sell onwards to another goy. I cannot sell something to a yid who will sell onwards to another goy, something much to the middleman with the neighbor. Can I sell something to a goy in the middle who will sell onwards to a yid at the end, and he at the end, the yid at the end will be over the aveira? So l'chayra, I heard somebody whisper yes. It's also emerged, but you can, because the goy in the middle, he has no problem, as we explained. There's no deal with him. It's only me being mashal the yid at the end. That's listening to listening. And the Michas Chinuch says that that ought to be the case, and he's medayik Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Aleph. The Ramaskal listening. Is mashma that is so. However, the Mishnah kind of directs us to the Rosh, who the Rosh over there in Simin Yudalit in Avodah Zarah, the first parak says. The Dafke says Gaba Ovid Kechovim. The Heter of Lifnei only says by Ovid Kechovim when the man at the end is a god. Avod Gaba Yisroel, the Chayeshinon Lahachshil. Those are his words. Chayeshinon Lifnei the Lifnei. By a yid, if it's a yid at the end, whom one is concerned not to be machshel, one is chayish even on lifnei de lifnei. And he quotes the Gemara, the Omer b'psochim perikol shod af memo mitzvayis, da ba'arva, the tova, b'chashta, the osa lezuna lo kom, dim hodam azun yisrael. There was a ship over there that contained wheat, that contained chometz, it sunk, and the owner was at a loss as to what to do, how to recover his loss, and one option arose that he could sell the entire amount to a goy, and the Gemara prohibited him from doing so, because this guy was choshed to sell it onwards to Yidden, and thereby he would then be machshel them with chometz for Pesach. And as the Gemara said, that you may not sell your wheat to a guy when you know he will sell it onwards to a yid. So the Rosh Chayyim correctly deduces from that Gemara that it seems that listening to listening is prohibited in the case of where the man at the end is a yid. And the question is why? So that could very well be. The Kiddushay Anshei Shem, Daf Dalad in the Dapi Horif over there, quotes this, and he says, the reason is, Mishum the Kol Yisrael Arabim Zelove, he says, we're all Arabim for one another, Mishum Shalai Tov Etakola Ayodel Yisrael Acher, you don't want I should be the cause of a Etakola for another Yid, but below Mishum Velishne Iver, it's not really Lishne Iver. So that could be, the Loshon of Rosh. He's not so much malavoy. The Rosh says, "Avol gabi Yisroel chayshin on alifnei de lifnei." So, taken literally, it would seem to suggest that there is a lifnei de lifnei by a goy. If that were to be the case, one would have to explain and endeavor to understand why that should be so. So, therefore, I finally arrived at 1:45 at my first question, which is, if there is a het of lifnei de lifnei when I'm selling it to a goy, who's going to sell it onwards to another goy, why would the Rosh tell us? But there's no heter when I sell it to a goy who's going to be sending onwards to a yid. Why is that awesome? Question number two. Is it also, it's a test now for those who've been listening, is it also to give a dvar avera to a goy who I know that the goy is going to use it for an issa? That's mutter or osur. It's osur. That's full. Like many gemaras, you cannot sell the kruv of his daughter to a goy because he has an issur sell of his daughter. You cannot sell arms to a goy if you know that he will be ritzeach with these arms. But Moshe told us you cannot sell Eved Menachai or give Eved Menachai to a ben noyach because the goy is prohibited with the issur of Eved Menachai, and therefore you're being machshel a ben noyach. Clearly, listen, either there was no discrimination. You may not be machshel neither Jew nor goy in an aver. What about the first type of litne iver, which the chinuch taught us based on the Torah's kainim? We mustn't give bad counsel. Does that apply to a goy? You're going to have to give bad counsel to a goy, tell him to invest in some stocks which you know are headed downwards. So if you remember, we read out, the chinuch says, Loi lahachshil b'nei Yisroel, lo tislam eitzaroh. So he stresses b'nei Yisroel. Why? It's the same pasuk. V'lifnei iver lo yisitein miksha. Chazal have derived two isurim from this self same pasuk. Don't give bad advice. Don't be machshel someone ben an avera. The latter din, not to be machshel ben avera, is referring to goy too. Why should the chinuch teach us that the former din, not to give bad advice, is strict only giving bad advice to a yid? And in fact, the chinuch clearly is particular because you write to here, lo lachshu bnei Yisrael lo salam etzaro. In the next paragraph he writes, ze'alav kolo mishigazu oiver avero. So that's any oiver avero. But by etzar he seems to restrict it only to bnei Yisrael. In fact, Magia here brings the lashon of the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the lashon of Sharet Shum, Rabbi Yehuda, all stress the etzar of giving bad counsel is only to a yid. The question is, question number two, the two Yisraelim derived from this neighbor of and Nechshol, one of them clearly was applied to goyim too, and yet the Isra of Eitz Hashem again seems to be limited only to a yid. Why? And finally, there is a mashal in Yamshal Shlomo in Baba Kama Perik Yud Simun Chof. The mashal has an interesting view. He's discussing the Gezel Akum, and he says he's matmiya. He wonders the Rav. The Rishonim, the Tzur, the Rambam, all Paskin, the Gezel Akum is often in the Gemara, if you're allowed to steal from the Goy, not, and we Paskin, you may not. And they write, Gezel Akum also, and if you do, you transgress the Leisigzo. And the Yamsha Shlomo says, Leisigzo, he says. The Gemara has a Pasuk, like the Mandona, Gezel Akum is also, or Chalkos Kalo Amin, that normally, if you're waging war with them, you can devour them, but at other times, you may not. So he says, that's the Makor that you may not. Special Pasuk. But Leisigzo, he says. The Lashon of the Mashal is fairly strong. This novel, Oyla ben Noach. Interesting Mashal. Torah was given to Yidden, not to Goyim, which means he understands it wasn't given pertaining to Goyim at all. But Torah says, don't do this, don't do that. It means amongst yourselves, don't steal from one another, don't cheat one another. But Goyim, they have to say that. So there's a pasuk which says that you may not steal from the Goy too. But say there could be some asmach, there could be some drabonim. But Lo Yisigzo, he says, the Torah is given to Yisrael. And this is an interesting Mashal. This the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Chavov says, Torah says, you may not destroy Neitz Machol. The Torah says you may not be Mitzara Bal Chai. Are you going to say, what do you mean? The Torah was given only to Eid, not to trees? The answer is no, of course, not discussing the tree of it. You may not act towards an object in a certain manner, towards a tree, towards an animal. So similarly, you could say, the Torah says, don't steal from anybody, from any human being. That doesn't mean that the Torah was given to the human race, it was given to Eden, pertaining to any human being. But the Mashal says he cannot believe that Lo Yisigzo should apply to stealing from the Goy because that's fairly strong Nitma. To say this, the Mikra Chinuch says, but I don't understand what Mashal says. V'lifnei iver Lo Yisitei Nichshol clearly refers to Goyim as well. Osir Lahoshet Eved Menachai Leben Noach. You cannot give Takruvus to a Goy who's going to serve with the Avod Zorah. So the Torah clearly, V'lifnei iver Lo Yisitei Nichshol prohibited you from doing the Machshol even a Goy by an Avera. So you see, but the Torah did give you laws even pertaining to Goyim. So how can you say with certainty that the Torah is strong and Lo Yisigzo cannot be applicable to stealing from the Goyim because the Torah doesn't discuss laws pertaining to a Goyim? So therefore, to just go over, our three questions are, number one, if there's a het of lifnei the lifnei, you're allowed to sell to a middleman who's going to sell it onwards to a Goy, why does the Rosh tell us that you cannot, however, sell to a middleman a Goy when he will sell it almost to a yid? Why there should there not be a heter of listening to listening? The second question was, if the issa of listening ibel listening mishal when it comes to the machshel ba'avera applies to a ben noyach, why does the issa of listening ibel listening mishal when it comes to eita she'ena ligenes not apply to a ben noyach? And thirdly, how can the mashal state that the Surah of the Torah did not pertain to Goyim, when, listen, even if it's in Nisha, insofar as it's of the Mashal Davera concerned, clearly does pertain to Goyim, so you see that the Torah's laws do pertain to Goyim as well. And to answer these three questions, I'd like to quote a Shalos HaTshuvos Aruga Taboisum Yerudeya Sin Reish Lamed Hei, which the Magia over here has kindly quoted for me. I've searched for Aruga Taboisum in the original and didn't come up with one, even though it's a Chochm of some reason only have Aruchah and don't have Yerudeya on it. Based on what his small quotation is though, I'd like to elaborate and suggest the following. The Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sit and Nishra, I'm talking about now the secondary Issa which we've mentioned, don't be machshel somebody else with an aver. I'd like to suggest there are two ways one can approach this and understand this. What is the gather of that Issa? The simple way, I believe, is because you're being machshel him, you're causing him to stumble. It's a kisholim, right? Let's say it's a mikol yitzvei pshuta, you cannot put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, he's going to trip and break his nose. You cannot, in the first din of Lifnei Iver, give somebody bad counsel. Why? Because he's going to lose money, he's going to have a kisholoi. Similarly, somebody is going to sin, might be unaware of it, he's going to have a big kisholoi, a spiritual kisholoi, he's going to stumble. Don't give, I would phrase it, if they've been odom lechaveroi dikadin. You cannot cause a man to trip, you cannot cause a man to trip spiritually. And therefore, ben odom lechaveroi, don't give him an even menachai, don't give yain the nozer, because you're going to cause him to fall and have a kisholoi. Is that the pshat of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Michshol? Or perhaps otherwise. In the same way that I may not sin, perhaps the Torah over here told you a big chiddush. You may not sin, ben odom lemokoi, you may not eat even menachai, if you're not, you may not drink wine, you cannot fellow Israel. You also cannot enable such a sin to be done against me, says the Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't enable such a sin to be done by somebody who himself obviously is prohibited from acting in such a manner. Don't enable such a sin to be done against me. And if you do, it's as if, so to speak, you yourself are an accomplice in this sin. The Loshon, he quotes on Arum Tavayisim, is you become a shutter for Maaseh HaAveira, you yourself become a partner in the Avera that he himself has done, because you enable this Avera to be done. And therefore, the way I'd like to paraphrase it is, it's in fact indeed the Bein Odom Lemokim to get in. It's not that the primary concern of the Torah was not his downfall. The primary concern of the Torah was a new chiddush of his. Don't cause somebody to sin. If you cause an Avera to be done, then it's as if you're guilty of the Avera being done. Not of the Avera being done, you're guilty of this even a sitting mitzvah. But it's as if you become a shutuf in the Maaseh HaAveira that's been done. And there's a strong mockum to suggest that this is indeed the issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sit HaMichshol, because the Chazon Ish, Senior Edison, and some of base Oy Zayin questions that we find that Lifnei Iver L'Sit HaMichshol applies even if the man, the Nozir, is amazing. And he knows he's not allowed to drink this cup of wine. Why he's called an Iver, at least for the moment, so he's not blind either, he knows perfectly what he's doing. But forget the strict word, why he's called an Iver. But after one, how can I be held responsible, asked the Chazon Ish, to give it, extend the cup of wine? True, he couldn't get it without me. But the fact is, he's taking it and he's drinking it, but maybe it's not like he didn't know what he was doing. So how can it be that I'm held responsible for his downfall? So the Chazon Ish suggests something on the lines of this Arugis HaBoisim, that true, if the primary issa of being mashal someone by Avera would be his downfall, then there's room to argue. It's like the blind man is walking, and somebody tells him there's something over there, and he continues to walk and he stumbles. I can't be held responsible for that because he's done it knowingly. So similarly, if he knowingly takes the Avera that I extend him, it's not his kisholon that I can be held responsible for, because he did that knowingly, but rather his kisholon he might be held responsible for. At the end of the day, though, I've enabled this Avera to be done by extending it to him. I enabled the Avera to be done. Ben Odom Lemokim, I therefore caused an Avera Takola Bo'ilom. That's the Lashon of Chazon Ish. Not Takola to man. I've caused a Takola Bo'ilom. I've caused a Pagam in the Olam HaTzelyonim, whichever Pagam is caused by the doing of a particular Avera. That's what I'm responsible for, says the Torah. You yourself are considered responsible for the Avera being done. And therefore, even if he's amazed, if you enable an Avera to be done, you're responsible for it. If that is the gather of Lifnei Iver L'Sit HaMichshol, then we can, in the first place, go back to explain the Mashal. The Mashal says the Torah was given Libnei Yisrael v'loyda b'emech. The Torah actually says, though, did not mean don't steal from Goyim, because the Torah doesn't refer to Goyim. The Torah, so the Mechassim says, but the Torah said don't be machshel people, including Bnei Noach. You cannot be machshel them with Averis. Why should that be? The answer is, the Torah in the social context of the Odom and Chavero, don't steal this, I mean, murder is different, but don't steal, don't cheat. The Mashal might be right, these things were not said pertaining to Goyim, they were said pertaining to Yisrael. Listen, the reason why you cannot give an Eivim and Achayat to Benach is not because of the Goyim Kisholim, it's because you're causing an Avera to be done. The fact is, there's a Sheva Mitzvah in Eretz, this Avera may not be performed by this individual, you may not serve Avera, you may not kill, you may not give him an Achayat, you are enabling this Avera to be done. It's nothing to do with him. It could be a kuf, a monkey for that matter. As long as an Avera has been done, which you've enabled, that's why, that's the issue which the Torah prohibits. Don't enable Averis to be done. That, therefore, extends equally to a Goyim. So that answers the third question. The issue of giving an Eitel She'en HaMedenis was derived true from the same Pasuk. A Chazal in their wisdom, Darshan from the same Pasuk, a second Mikshel, Al Derech Mor of Shutei Shal Mikro. Don't cause a person to stumble. Don't give him bad advice. Don't cause him to lose money. That is the Ized in Odom and Chavayor de Kedim. There, the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah say, Lo Ilhashu B'nei Yisrael. That Ized is limited to Yidden. Al Derech B'Mashal Taka. Not causing somebody else's Kisholay. The primary concern is not to cause a Yid's Kisholay. So the din of Eitah Shein Oigenes, that is a bit Odom Echaveru Dekedim, that was limited only to Yidden. It's the new chiddush of causing someone to sin, where we're stressing the emphasis, is not that it's his kisholom we're concerned about, it's the Avera that's been enabled, that's the problem, that applies to a guy as well, as long as it's an Avera for the person performing it, that I may not do. The ist of Eitah Shein Oigenes is a bit Odom Echaveru Dekedim, Avera from Ashal, that's only something that's limited to Yidden, and doesn't apply to Goyim. Of course you will understand that if I give an Avera to a Yid and he transgresses the Avera, here of course, I'm not saying you'll get twice much, you don't get much anyway, but here of course you'll have done both aspects of the Lifnei Iver, because by causing a Yid to do an Avera you are of course causing him to stumble as well. The Mechsinach later says that it could even be that if you gave him an Avera Durabonon, you're over a Lifnei Iver Doraisa, although what you've given him is permissible to eat, but the fact is it's no worse, he says, than bad advice. You told him to do something which is Otomid Rabbonon. So when you give a Yid an Avera to do, you've done two things. A, you've enabled an Avera to be done, that's din of Lifnei Iver. You've also been machshel somebody, your fellow Yid, you've been machshel him with an Avera. You've given him a bad counsel, you caused him to have a spiritual kisholoy. You've also been machshel him Avera, so you've done both aspects of the Lifnei Iver. Lifnei the Lifnei. Abaya teaches us, the Torah says, listening, one stage removed is prohibited. Two stages removed is okay. Now, it's true that the drasha is derived from the word listening, not listening the listening. But nevertheless, I'd like to suggest that in Higoyoin, Abaya was telling us as follows. This new chiddush, mechudash dekedin, that if you machshel somebody by Avera, you're culpable in his sin, as it were. It's as if you sinned, as if you're a shutter in his mouth, Avera. That was a chiddush. Well, he's saying that I'm responsible for his Avera. Yes, you enabled it. That, Abaya said, that the Torah told us only when it's one stage removed. You give the goy the takruvus, and he's going to serve the Avera Zora, it's as if you serve the Avera Zora. If you give the goy the takruvus, he's going to pass on to a third goy to do the Avera. You cannot be held responsible for the Avera of a third goy. That's already too far removed from you. There, you're not responsible for the Avera being done. That din of this neighbor doesn't apply by listening to listening. But I might suggest that the other din of Lifnei Iver, Loigora Me'it Hashem Oigenes, don't cause your fellow Jews to stumble. When I speak Lashon Hara over here, and somebody hears about it, and has a ripple effect, and somebody's Shidduch is cancelled in America, I'm responsible for it. It could be 20 stages removed. The fact is, if you're causing trouble for a fellow Yid, however far removed it is, you're responsible for it. The Torah says, don't give Me'it Hashem Oigenes, don't cause a fellow Yid to stumble. Even if it's very far removed from you, that also prohibits it. So therefore says the Rosh, when it comes to listening, the listening, if I sell something to a middleman who's a goy, and I know that he's going to sell it to a yid at the end, there, he's going to sell chometz to the yid at the end, and they're going to be obeyed to chometz, there, even though it's listening, the listening, the listening, the listening, makes no difference. At the end of the day, a yid is going to eat chometz on Pesach, That's a kishonah for the yid. That's a bit of a chaveru de kedisa. On that, there was never said a heter of lifnei de lifnei. The whole heter of lifnei de lifnei was said in the din that I'm party to the avera being committed. That was limited to one step. I'm party to the avera being committed. More than one step, I can't be considered party to the avera being committed. Therefore, there's a heter of lifnei de lifnei when the man at the end is going to be a goy who the only lifnei ifer concerning the goy is the avera being committed, not the mokum de kedisa. When the man at the end is a yid. And then if it's going to be also an additional to the Ogma Mokam to get in, which here won't apply, of course, by lifnei to lifnei. But in addition to that, normally there is the Ogma Chaveir to get in, that applies even though it's lifnei to lifnei. And the Rosh Hashanah help that we should all be zoicha not to cause or indeed have ourselves any Mosholim or Amen.